Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are learning Mizmor Kuf Yod Ches, the 118th Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. This is the closing Mizmor as part of the set which belongs to Hallel, and it is very interesting. There's so much to learn about this one. Really, 10 minutes is not enough time to do it justice, but at least it's the beginning of our investigation for further perspective, for further deepening of this idea. Let's start at the very beginning. It's 29 psukim long, and we're going to see that there seems to be a general storyline of a person who's thanking Hashem and is evoking thanks for Hashem for things in his life, and then describing the salvation from a terrible foe, and once again thanking and calling out to Hashem for salvation. The context seems to be that the person is saying it to a large crowd of people, whether this be at the base of Migdash or whether it be after a war against enemies. It could be that the person who's narrating is the king or general who's leading the proceedings and everyone else is following. It is said in a singular tone, so for instance, Ozi v'zimras ka v'hi li lishua, but he is obviously representing the nation of Israel in his description of this. There are very passionate descriptions of this person's plight and the way that a person is calling out to Hashem. There seems to be from the double language of this mizmor, it sounds like it is said to the people and the people are responding to some degree, which is much the way we actually say it in some parts of Hallel. In terms of the events behind this mizmor, there are a number of midrashim that indicate this could be referring to the avos, Avram and Yitzhak. So for instance, when it says Hashem li lo ira ma'aseh li adam, I'm not going to be afraid of what people are going to do to me. The midrash says, Avram amar ma'aseh li avimelech. This refers to Avram, who was scared of Avimelech. Yaakov amar ma'aseh li Esav. So Yaakov said, I'm not scared what Esav will do to me because I trust in Hashem. So there's numerous options in terms of the avos. It's interesting that the Midrash in Tehillim actually goes on to say that it might be referring to David HaMelech and his brothers. In other words, who are the antagonists in this mizmor are in fact David's own brothers. There's a really strange Midrash which goes so far as the Yalkut Machiri or Yalkut Makiri suggests that based on the Pasuk Evan Mo'asu Habonim Hoyesol Rosh Pinah, which we say obviously in Halal is part of this mizmor, is that the stone which was despised by the builders becomes the keystone, it becomes the stone which is the cornerstone, it's sort of everything else rests on it. What is this referring to? So it refers to David HaMelech's birth. In fact, it used to be that Yishai was married to David HaMelech's mother, and for 3 years he separated himself from her. 3 years later, he decided that he fancied a maidservant who was in his house, and he told her that he was going to free her that evening in order to get married to her. And the Shifcha, this particular maidservant, turned to her mistress, this was Yishai's wife, and told her about the situation, the Yalkut says, and it, so to speak, slipped her in a way that the relationship was had between Yishai and his wife, not the maidservant. From that relationship, David HaMelech was born, and what is fascinating is because he was born under such circumstances that other brothers thought that he was illegitimate. First of all, because he was born from his mother, who had not been with his father, at least explicitly, over 3 years. And also because he looked very different. He was red. He had a ruddy color to him. And therefore he was sent as a shepherd, which is why when Shmuel HaNavi comes to anoint the king, who is told is one of the children of Yishai, of Jesse, that's why David Melech is not there in the house, because he is in the field. He was almost in a certain sense this embarrassment, this hidden child. He was this Evan Mo'asu Abonim, he was this stone which was rejected and now suddenly becomes the centerpiece. It is interesting that if you look in the Gemara in Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a long description over here is who said Hallel. And there's a number of iterations on this in the Gemara. Hallel ze mi omroi. Who says it? So Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Lozer argue. Rabbi Yossi says Elazar, in the name of Rabbi Lozer, it's Moshe Yisrael Amru b'shashu olu min hayom. It's referring to when Israel walked through Exodus and they came out, and then they go to then the Gemara goes on to give other explanations. It was at the time that they stood in front of the Yam Suf, where they pleaded from Hashem. And the Gemara goes on to say, no. It refers to, Rabbi Elazar Moedi says, it refers to Devorah and Barak, when they were about to fight Sisera, the Canaanite general. And then the Gemara goes on to say, no, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it was Chizkiyahu and his entourage said it at the time that they were surrounded by Sancheriv, the Assyrian general. Then Rabbi Akiva says it was Hanania, Mishael, and Azariah. They said it at the time that Nebuchadnezzar was about to throw them into the fire. And then Rabbi Yossi Aglidi says it was Mordechai and Esther who said it at the time that Haman HaRasha got up against them. And finally, the Chachamim say, Neviim shebeneihem tiknu lohem li Yisrael shiyei omri moisoi al kol perek uperek val korl tzara v'tzara sheloi tovoi aleihem li Yisrael. That refers to every tzara, every difficulty that they've gone through in their national existence, from the time immemorial, from the beginning, till now, uluch shenigalim omri moisoi al geula asam, and it's going to be said on the future geula, and that's why some of the Mephoreshim adopt that this will be said in the future by the war of Gog and Magog, the apocalyptic war at the end of time. So to speak, this is the mizmor which gives us context for where we arrive at today. It is interesting that the Da'at Mikra, Rav Moshe Chacham, points out that this mizmor sounds like it's being said in the gates of Yerushalayim, which could mean that all the miracles which led to getting towards the gates of Yerushalayim are said as a person does Aliyah LeRegel and comes to Yerushalayim. He sees, wow, this is the context of why I'm here, and that's how the appreciation, and just as I'm here now, Hashem helped me to be able to be saved from my enemies for in the future. It's worthwhile noticing in sort of a Tanakh-wide perspective that if you look to Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Gimel, when he talks about a vision of resurrection, a vision of triumph, he says, Kol sason v'kol simcha, kol chasan v'kol kala. He talks about the sounds of happiness, the sounds of weddings. Kol amrim hodu es Hashem tzavakos, ki tov Hashem ki lo'olam chastai. Then he talks about the voice of people crying out to Hashem in thanksgiving forever, that His kindness endures forever, bringing a toida in the Beis Hashem. And that, in a certain sense, Yirmiyahu almost is referencing this Perek in Tehillim when he says this in his Perek Lamed Gimel, saying there will be another time where people will come to Yerushalayim and give thanks to Hashem for His everlasting, enduring kindness, referring to our Mizmor. So just a sort of a historical note in this as well. In terms of the places in our davenings appears, it is obviously part of the Hallel, so wherever Hallel appears in the 18 or 21 times it appears in the year, and the Nights of Pesach, and the more modern holidays in which we've been able to witness the miracles of Hashem recently, this is where this Mizmor is said. It is interesting that the Mishnah in Sukkah, Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph, actually tells us a very interesting fact about this Mizmor, and it says, Makom shenagu lichpol yichpol, lifshoit yifshoit. That when there's a custom to say it only once, to repeat it, the one repeats it. When the custom is to say it once, we say it only once. What is this referring to? Rashi on the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches, and what Aleph tells us, that what it refers to is that there's sometimes in the Hallel we say the Pesukim one by one, and sometimes we say it doubled up. What that means to say is, if you look at our Mizmor very carefully, the first two-thirds of it are really doubled up ideas. There seems to be a poetic doubling of ideas mentioned in different ways. And then we get to Oidecha, and at that point in time onwards, the Pesukim are actually singular. And the way we say it in Hallel is we double all of those Pesukim. Oidecha twice, Me'ez Hashem, Evinu Ha'amas Abani, Me'ez Hashem, Zayom, Ona Hashem, twice in the middle of the Pesuk, and Baruch Abba. We do all those Pesukim till the end are doubled up to match the doubling up, the internal doubling up at the beginning, which is what the Mishnah is referring to. The Da'at Mikra does point out that it could be that up to that point, in the Mizmor, where it says, Pischoli Tzare Tzedek, that point that the people who are saying this were outside of Yerushalayim, now that they enter Yerushalayim, they no longer need to double it up. It is interesting as well to notice that the Mishnah, just earlier, Perek Gimel Mishnah Tess, tells us that they would shake the Lulav and the Esrog by Ono Hashem Oshiana. And it goes about Hashem Atzlichona as well. Actually, Beis Shammai would say that. That's not Arminag. And this was also the time when they would surround the Mizbeach, when with the Arava as well, would be said to these, which is a very fascinating, very beautiful description, which is something we do as well, part of the active aspect of Tefillah, which relates and reflects this Mizmor. In fact, the times we shake the Lulav in our Hallel is actually all confined to this Mizmor, the beginning of Hoidu and the middle of Ono Hashem as well. In terms of words or psukim in the spotlight, is worthwhile noting a very fascinating point, a salient point, that the Baruch Shomar Rav Epstein points out in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos. He points out that when Hillel says, Imani kan hakol kan, when he sort of walks into the Simchas Beis HaShoev and says, if I'm here, everyone is here, he doesn't mean to say I as in I Hillel. It's actually, he believes it's an abbreviation for the name Shem Adnos of Aleph Dalad Nun Yud, that when he says, if Hashem is here, that I am all here, that relates to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where Hillel also says, Imani li mili, it refers to Hashem being for a person, and he goes so far as to say that that's what Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah over here, which describes when they would shake the lulavs and surround the Mizbeach, The Chachamim, the first opinion of the Mishnah says they would do it at Omrim Ona Hashem Hashiana, Ona Hashem Hatzlichana, and Rabbi Yehuda would say Ani Vahoy Hashiana. It does not mean to say Ani, means Adnus Hashem. It's not just the Shem Havaya, which is the Shem Yud Hey and then a Vav and a Hey, but the Shem Aleph Dad Dalid and then a Nun and a Yud as well would be used to be able to say to be able to surround the Mizbeach for. One last pasuk just to keep in mind, and that is the historical progression through this pasuk, which is Psukim Yud Tesen Chof, which is Pischuli Shari Tzedek Avavom Oideka, Hashem, please open me the gateways of righteousness that I should come and thank you. Zeh Ashar Hashem Tzadikim Avavom. This is the gateway to Hashem, the righteous will enter through it. And the meaning of this pasuk has in a certain sense got greater gravity over time. It could have meant at the beginning when people were coming up to Yerushalayim, they're talking about the gates of Jerusalem into the city of Yerushalayim. That's what they were talking about, Pischuli Sharei Tzedek. As it was translated into Hallel in the Beis Knesset in the Shul, then the Sha'arim that we're referring to are not necessarily just the physical gates of Yerushalayim, but rather the Sha'arei Shamayim, the gates of heaven that we're referring to. And it is fascinating that Rabbi Azriel Taube points out that through his Holocaust experience, that in Treblinka, the Germans hung a peroiches over the entrance to the gas chambers, on which was written, Zeh Hashar LaHashem Tzadikim Yavovoi. This is the gateway to Hashem, the righteous will enter it. And they were trying to use it as an opportunity that even as the Jews were marching into their death, to mock them, to show them that ultimately there was no meaning to it. And Rabbi Taube said that for many, even assimilated Jews, they woke up and danced and sang as they entered into the gas chambers. And ironically speaking, even though the Germans did it to the Nazis, Yamach Shemam V'Zichram did this to antagonize and to mock the Jews, ultimately they were absolutely right. Zeh Ashar LaHashem Tzadikim Yavovoi, that it was the gate through which the righteous, the most pure souls, did walk in the end of the day, lesser known to their intentions. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.